This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Loophole hath been closed. Y'all remember that one time that Dan Lanning sent 12 guys on the field during a game?
Oh, yeah, way back when?
Mm. Yeah, you guys remember that?
Way back when.
He admitted to it on a Monday press conference.
It's
like
been 84 years.
Was that before or after Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime at the Bourbon Bowl?
Well, it was actually before that, because if we're going by Waterboy, the kicker finding his... I guess it'd be after, because he found him in the second half. Yeah. It'd be after Bobby Boucher showed up, because that is when the kicker
kicked that onside... The
yeah, it's when the kicker hit that onside kick, and right at him. He found his... Yeah, that would be after. So I guess it'd be after Bobby Boucher came up, or came out at halftime. Well, here we go.
Oh, no! We suck again!
The NCAA has closed the loophole. Rules committee said that they were going to look into what the ruling was on onside kicks. Now, there's a little bit of a backstory here. Terry McCauley, rules expert and former official. So he tweeted this out after Lanning had essentially admitted to intentionally putting 12 men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very careful with his words and didn't flat out say it, but the results speak for themselves. We go through all scenarios in his response. Terry McCauley said NCAA rules makers set themselves up for this a few years ago when they unnecessarily changed the rule to make 12 men on the field on defense always a live ball foul. Previously, this play would have been a dead ball foul with no time coming off the clock. Today, the NCAA has changed the rule again. After the 2-minute warning, if the defense has 12 players participating during the play, the offense will have the option of resetting the clock to the time of the snap. The 5-yard penalty may be accepted or declined.
Yes. And here's the thing. I had a very long, drawn-out argument with a mutual friend of ours who is a Duck alum and friend, who he later got to the point that he admitted the reason he was frustrated was because the Ducks weren't getting enough shine, because this rule was getting too much. This little bit of the game was getting too much shine. It's not that big of a deal. It didn't change or violently alter the game in a manner that...
It was one of several plays that Ohio State wishes that they had back.
Yes.
The reality of it is the very next play is the one that mattered the most, which... Ohio State, they lost 4 seconds. The average football play.
4 seconds.
Okay. They would have run that play and the success or not, but they got 5 yards out of it regardless. And then they had another opportunity. And with plenty of time, with 6 seconds left, you can run a play
and still get
call
down.
A timeout. Yes. What happened, though, was the best case scenario for Oregon in that Will Howard slid late.
Yep. Yeah. And here's the thing. When it comes to any penalties, if a penalty is inflicted on a defense, it should not in any way, shape, matter, or form negatively impact the offense.
Well, quite literally, it should penalize the defense.
Yes.
And not the offense.
And that it didn't means the rule needed to be changed. Yeah. And not even changed. Altered and addressed to close a loophole.
Yeah, ooh, that had already been closed, and then they opened it back up.
Yeah. Ooh. Can I interject here? So what I have seen is that most of the uproar over this is that Oregon intentionally used a loophole in there to benefit themselves.
Yes, which every team does.
Yes, and so you've had people like Mike Golick, who was a college football Hall of Famer, but he went on and he played in the NFL for a long time, and saying that there is a rule that the officials could have used to say that if they thought Oregon did this on purpose, they could call it an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and reset things. Now, here's my problem with some of that argument and trying to say that you have a team using a penalty to purposefully benefit themselves in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cornerback and you're beat. Your ass got beat on a route.
You reach out and grab.
And you reach out and grab and you tackle that dude.
15's better than 7.
And instead of a touchdown, you give up 15 yards. How is that different?
It's not. But you're right in that. It is not. We have seen this at every level of football, though.
It does not punitively impact. The penalty itself does not punitively impact the offense.
Well, in that case, it does. Because if the receiver goes downfield, he catches a touchdown.
Yeah.
Then that you're trading 7
and
points.
And at least in the NFL, it's a spot foul instead of just 15 yards.
But you know, that's completely different in that the NFL, I think that's a dumb rule because you see it. The spot foul is ridiculous with how often they call it.
Well,
it
so how do we go? How do we
far too punitive?
How
to
do
defenses.
We fix that between the two?
Well, you don't need to because college and the NFL can play by a different set of rules. In this case, like there's several rules that you can exploit for your favor. There used to be, right, before they closed this loophole as well, in that teams would jump off sides intentionally. False start intentionally, offenses would back themselves up 5 yards, but the clock would keep on running, right? That we've seen that before.
Take the intentional delay of game.
We saw
sometimes.
That with, but then the clock stops at that point.
Right.
Teams used to milk time off the clock by intentionally having illegal formations or jumping off sides. You would see that time and time again, and that would hurt defenses that were looking to make a stop. We saw it in the NFL, Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel, right? Vrabel and the Titans, they took two of them in a row to milk that time off the clock. And third one would have been the unsportsmanlike, right? And clock stops at that point. This is nothing new.
No.
And this is nothing new over the history of football, that if there is a way to exploit a rule, coaches will go to every length to exploit it.
And then what ends up happening is, in either college football or the NFL, the rules committee or whatever version of that exists will close said loophole.
And this is exactly why I was surprised on Monday that we heard Dan Lanning say it. I mean, that we talked about it on Monday on the show, and I said, this is one that he's going to take to the grave with him. When he came out and he gave the explanation that he did, that we go over every scenario, results speak for themselves. I was surprised that we got that out of Dan Lanning because everybody and their mother knew what their reaction would be. which is the NCAA Rules Committee comes in over the top. But guess what? Now Lanning's going, well, we did it. And guess what? Nobody can use it against us moving forward.
Which is smart. The funny thing is I have seen Ohio State fan, you know, well, that's the reason. It's like, no,
not the reason why.
No, you had six situational things that you screwed up along the way.
And Oregon had several situational things they screwed up along the way. And if they would like to trade an interception on the first drive for the six seconds.
To square that back away.
We could go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But again, if you're going to try to legislate that and be like, oh, it's a deliberate manipulation of the rules, then you have to change that pass interference thing, too, for a cornerback. It's not terribly different.
Within the play, and you're trying not to get beat deep. Like, look.
It is a deliberate manipulation of the rules and the penalties.
But then you would have to change holding penalties, right? Rusher's coming off the edge and your offensive lineman grabs him. You can't do that.
Why is it different for this particular one?
Because of the fact that it's an unsportsmanlike aversion of the rules.
I purposely tackle you because I know that you're going to catch the ball for a touchdown.
But that is
instead of 6 points, it is a 15-yard penalty. I know,
there's a difference between that, which is in the throes of a game and in throes of a play, and intentionally saying nobody set out at the beginning of a PI or a hold or anything to say, you know what I'm going to do? Right here. I'm going to do it.
Look,
They intentionally said at the beginning of the play, we're going to know that this rule, it favors us and it gives us an advantage, and we're going to defy it.
But
there's a difference there. There's a big difference there.
I will defer to you because you are the footballman and I am not, but I still myself don't see a huge difference between the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in a play when everything is going on, you don't set out at the beginning of the play to be like, I'm going to PI the this dude. Well, even though maybe Denzel Burke could have.
He could have.
A few times.
I guess, probably should have.
I guess, can I put it this way? If it were not Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks that did it, if it were Ryan Day, if it were Nick Saban.
Ryan Day, by the way, was very excited that they got the 12 men on the field penalty.
If it were Nick Saban.
He was pumped that they got that.
Getting the 5 yards. This discussion that I had with a mutual friend, I was like, that's a thing that could have if Ohio State doesn't brain fart this is something that could have drastically backfired.
Well, but if it were Nick Saban that did it, that did what Dan Lanning did and the Ducks did, would we be having the same conversation if it was Nick Saban that did it?
Yeah, I think
the other side of this is if this was...
I don't think we would.
If this was UTSA...
I think we would credit Nick
Saban. I think then we would go.
Yeah, I think
if Nick Saban did it, we would be like, that dude is a genius, just like we all knew.
Yeah, Lanning has gotten that too. Warren Sharp said this is genius.
Yeah, no, I saw those. Yeah. So,
but at the same time, I think magnitude of the game, over 13 million people watching that moment, I think that plays a role in it. And I think Danny's right. Like, if this happens against Idaho, I don't think we're... I don't think we're getting a swinging rule change.
It's the perfect circumstance of number two versus number three on the last drive in a one-point game in the final 10 seconds.
And again, like I said, I will defer to you. I'm not the football man, but it just to me, it looks like if it were somebody else that maybe had done it, it might be a whole different discussion.
Yep. All right. Well, loophole hath been closed by the NCAA. And... nobody else will be able to take advantage of 12 men on the field under 2 minutes to waste precious seconds.
Accidentally.
Or intentionally.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sir?
Jeff?
It's gamesmanship.
Danny, the results speak for themselves. Okay?
It's gamesmanship.
The results speak for themselves.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.